USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the nation's capital at this hour, the first people who will be participating in what's known as the Justice for J6 rally at a site near Capitol Hill shortly are starting to trickle in, while the heavy security presence has been there for several days, along with another high security fence like was up shortly after the insurrection on Capitol Hill in January. Now, this rally is only expected to draw about 1,000 people tops, and police say they're ready for anything, even though the organizers promise there won't be any trouble.
We have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it.
That's D.C.'s Homeland Security Chief speaking. For days, they've been asking, where is Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old Florida woman who hasn't been seen since she was on a vacation with her fiancé? And now, even though he came back when she did not, he is said to be missing.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A man whose name has been known mostly for the number of times he's been accused of and, in many cases, convicted of murder, has been convicted of murder again. 78-year-old Robert Durst, the New York real estate heir, has been found guilty by a Los Angeles jury of murdering his good friend Susan Berman in Los Angeles' Benedict Canyon neighborhood in the year 2000. Durst, who's been suffering with various health problems for years, was not in the courtroom when that decision was read. A top U.S. general now apologizing for what he says was a tragic mistaken drone strike in Kabul last month that mistakenly killed 10 Afghans, including several kids.
As the combatant commander, I am fully responsible for this strike and this tragic outcome.
He says it was believed there were ISIS attackers on their way to the airport in the vehicle.
But it was a mistake. And I offer my sincere apology.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three tourists who call Texas home are facing charges for allegedly attacking a restaurant hostess when they visited New York City this week after the hostess told them to show proof of COVID vaccinations. That attack on Thursday night at Carmine's, a popular eatery on Manhattan's Upper West Side, and the alleged attackers were three women visiting the city from Texas, and they were arrested and charged with assault as well as criminal mischief. Carmine's owner calling it ridiculous and saying the hostess was doing her job, and the Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer is calling for harsher penalties against those three women. Meanwhile, an advisory panel that the full agency usually goes with has met and told the FDA what it thinks about booster shot options at this point. The latest here from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The FDA's vaccine advisory panel on Friday voted 16-3 to recommend against providing booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine for individuals who are age 16 and older. The panel later voted to endorse the Pfizer booster for individuals who are age 65 and older and for those who are at high risk. This comes after the Biden administration had started pushing COVID-19 booster shots, saying they would begin on the 20th of September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And here at the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.